Woodman in the Morning on K104.
I don't know if you heard about this.
What?
I always thought the atomic wedgie was bad as it got, but this sounds worse.
Go ahead.
A woman in her early 30s is suing Walt Disney World after one of their water slides gave her a wedgie so bad she had to be hospitalized.
Oh, there's a little bit of pain there.
Her name is Emma McGinnis. She was on her 30th birthday trip with her family in 2019. It happened on the slide called Humunga Cowabunga.
Okay.
In Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park.
Yeah.
Now, that's the 214-foot slide with a five-story drop.
Yeah.
Now, they usually make you cross your legs to avoid this kind of thing.
Of course.
But the lawsuit claims that Disney didn't make it clear just how important that was. Near the end of the slide, Emma briefly got airborne and hit the pool at the bottom so hard, it gave her a life-altering wedgie that damaged her internal organs.
Come on.
Yes.
Whoa.
And it sounds like it mostly was a front wedgie situation.
Oh, gosh, no thanks.
She needed surgery.
Oh, come on.
She wants Disney to be more upfront about the risks and may ban certain bathing suits that can be wedgie prone.
Right.
She's seeking at least $50,000 to cover medical and mental and physical anguish.
Wow.
I'm sure she's going to get more than that.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.